Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year to you all. So, as Sam said, this morning we're talking about welcoming one another. Well, we got a welcome back this morning from our car, which was frozen on the inside. It was a first for us. And I've got a slow puncture in one of my tires at the back, so it was... I put the air pressure thing on. I was reading 5 PSI this morning, which is rather low. But anyway, this morning we start this new series, and we'll be continuing with it once a month over our All Together services. We'll be quite appropriately looking at what it looks like to be a Christian community, what it looks like to be the church united together to each other and to Jesus, in Jesus. Now, a few months ago, you may remember that we had that series on the disciplines, and one of those disciplines that we looked at was the discipline of fellowship. And this series is really a closer look at something that we looked at then, as Sam said, we're doing this series on the one another's. So that's things like stir one another up, bear with one another, love one another, encourage one another, those sorts of things. And that's what we're doing over the next year in this service. And it'll help us to see how we should relate to one another in the way God intends us to relate to one another, and actually show the world the difference that Jesus makes in a community. So let's have a look at welcome one another this morning. If you've got your Bibles with you, turn with me to Romans chapter 15. And we'll start reading at verse 1. Paul writes to the Romans and he says, "We who are strong have an obligation to bear with the feelings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. For Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may, with one voice, glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God." Look at that last verse again. "Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God." Paul's plea to the Roman Christians is that the welcome that they give